This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Microphones are just like people. If you shout at them, they get scared.
Paul McCartney.
That's absolutely correct. Paul. Zach, you're down 60.
No, I got it.
You said Paul?
I said Paul.
Ferris, if Zach didn't say Paul, just you insert yourself saying, I'm Ferris Manchi, and I'm going on record saying Zach B. Dunn is a liar.
But if he did, just isolate his audio and play it right now.
Maybe even put a little jingle underneath it if you have time, Ferris.
Paul McCartney.
That's absolutely correct.
Paul McCartney.
That's absolutely correct. Correct. Correct.
We need to sync or doesn't matter because we all started separately.
Yeah.
Should we sync or? Yeah.
HeadGum Holiday Special. Right? This is coming out on Christmas Eve. And if anybody's watching this, I'm sorry that you don't have the type of relationship with your family where you carve out the time to spend it with them. Instead, you're listening to this nonsense.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah. What is this song?
This is non-copyrighted Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It sounded like it.
I hit him with the Black Eyed Peas thing right after. Losing immediate monetization. Up kebab a solid. Listen, guys, it's been a hell of a year. I mean, in terms of growth, in terms of manufacturing supply chain issues, it's been both positive and negative, and two things can be true at once. We're living in the gray. We're not going to either extreme. And we're finding new avenues of joy. We're getting wise. These have been the themes of the last couple months on this show. And I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts. I thought that we could do a couple things today. All right, I'm going to outline it for you up top so that we know what we have to get to.
You're already steamrolling us. We haven't said a fucking word.
You haven't introduced us.
I don't have to. They know who the usual...
They don't know who's on the show. What are you,
we have Marika Brownlee on the sax. We have Amir Blumenfeld on the facts. And we have Jake Hurwitz bringing up the rear.
You almost said Johnny.
Johnny Hurwitz.
Johnny Hurwitz, the other brother.
Christmas is about two things. Giving gifts and giving back. Okay, so we're going to do both of those things today. We're going to hit you with the HeadGum Podcast Holiday Gift Guide. All right. Way too late. We're going to talk about ways we can give back. And we're going to help some kids in need of joy.
How are we going to do the last one?
I feel like it's best to not ask.
We're also going to wax.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a given.
Amir, how was your Hanukkah?
It was nice. I spent most of it
on the floor. Epic burn.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
That was easy.
Just kidding.
I was in full. Yeah. Never mind, I guess.
No, but it's all fodder.
Clearly don't care.
It's all fodder.
You were in Florida.
Yes, I was in Florida. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, how was that?
It was interesting. It was cool to see. It was nice. It's sort of like I equate it as an upside down California, both in terms of shape, right? Because it's in the
swamps. Yeah, very nice.
And also like, it's like a bizarro, because it's still warm, but the people are just
cold.
Hashtag different over there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people in California are the same way. It's just in like Fresno and Northern California.
Central Valley. Yeah. Central Valley. The San Joaquin Valley.
I actually went to a Walmart for the first time.
Forever?
You already talked about it. You've already talked about it on this show. Don't repeat yourself on this show.
All right. Well, I wasn't. Yeah. Sorry.
Not you.
Also, I think you and I have been to a Walmart on our cross-country road trip.
And I
it was a
that.
Lie. So don't spread lies.
I love that for us.
No, this sucks.
Were you only in Florida or did you go other places in the South? It seemed like you were driving around a lot.
Yeah, I was. I actually flew from two different cities within Florida because much like California, Florida is 500 miles long. So you have to fly to get from one side to the other.
Tracks. Sure. Yeah.
But Hanukkah-wise, it was nice. Lit some candles, ate some jelly donuts, had some latkes.
Gelt? Sorry.
There was gelt. There was dreidling to be
had.
Was
there gelt?
You played dreidel?
No gelt.
Did you actually dreidel?
I played a light round. I didn't play anything serious, but there was dreidling happening and there was gelt being consumed.
Was there ladling happening in terms of soup?
Yes, there was a matzo ball soup at one point.
Jake, have you ever been to Woodstock?
New York?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you had Woodstock?
Huh?
Woodstock, so it's like a broth made from cedar.
Wood? I don't think that's a real thing.
No, it's a soup made of ply.
Wood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real thing, and I haven't had it.
That one was
you did
flop.
You walked into a dead end.
You did say dead a end. Soup made of ply, so
I'm
I don't know what you expected.
My flop era, Amir.
What?
My flop,
he's in his flop era.
Can't wait till
where
we get
are
to
you?
Giving
have
back.
You, have you recorded an episode where you are right now? Or is this the first?
No, this is the second. This is the third.
And where are you?
I'm in Williamsburg.
I'm a little, I had two different, you know, ideas in my head. Well, actually, no, I had one single concern about you living here was that you weren't going to have any friends and that you were going to rely on me and hanging out with me all the time and always texting me and asking what I'm doing and kind of be like a hanger on.
Yeah.
And sadly, the opposite has happened. You've utterly ignored me. You've been.
I haven't seen Jeff at all.
Really?
You've been here
all.
For like a month. How long have you been here? A month? 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah. But I haven't seen you, and you haven't even texted. I texted yesterday. You didn't even respond.
Yeah. Wow. I asked Jeff if
that's really
granted
cool,
last minute on my end, but I asked him if he wanted to play trivia on my trivia team, and he just ghosted me.
That's so funny. That's like, really cool.
Not even I can't make it. He doesn't respond to text sometimes. And then sometimes he'll say that he's going to do something and then doesn't show up.
Yeah.
My issue in the way that I've experienced the last 2 weeks is it's been go, go, go. And I've been incredibly, it's like my body's two steps ahead of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Yeah.
Slow then, down.
No, see that's what I'm trying people. To do because I'm trying to settle into where I'm at. But then I'm fucking going back to Cleveland on Sunday for Christmas, which will be great. But it's like I'm all turned around. I do want to hang out and I do want to climb. I wanted to climb this morning, but 8:30 is kind of early.
You live in New York, but you're still treating it like you're here for a long weekend.
That's really you're true.
You're like in different parts of the city on like a weeknight. It's
have you
also
ever stayed
like
in?
You don't you think going to Manhattan is a lot of work and far.
I don't like going
off
to
the
Manhattan.
L. Yeah, you're crazy.
You're off the L.
And you're in South Williamsburg. You get on the JMZ, right?
Yeah. I've taken the J. The J is cool because it's above ground.
Yeah.
And above board in terms of subway maintenance, which is something I've been reading a ton about.
Have you stayed in one night? Like,
yes.
Wednesday,
Saturday.
And you're like, on
well,
a Saturday.
Also, Jake, Saturday I texted you. You texted me, do you have plans tonight? I said yes, but only early. Are you doing anything? And you didn't respond to that.
That's right.
So it's also ships passing in the night.
Well, you're right. I did discuss that.
And you and
Micah
climb at like 7:30. So when I get to the gym, you guys are finishing up. And
I climb at 8:30.
Okay. 8:30 right. I can do. I just couldn't do it today.
Yeah, when I texted you, do you want to climb at 8:30? You didn't respond.
In my head, I was like, no. And then I didn't send a text.
And in my head, on Saturday, when you said you were going bowling at the gutter at 6, but didn't have plans after that, I was like, so he's going to be trashed at 7. I don't can't hang out.
I
was going to invite
sober.
You to dinner. Oh, all right. Yeah.
So I would have ghosted everybody for dinner.
I went and I got a really nice burger. Just me and Jill. We would have loved to. Cozy Royale, actually. Mm.
Yeah, I haven't even seen Vogel.
Yeah, that's right.
You haven't seen Jake, so you definitely haven't seen his wife. You haven't seen Marika. Yeah, so you haven't seen Vogel for sure.
But you are vocal about wanting to see her.
I'm vocal about Vogel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What did you do this weekend, Jeff? Why were you so all over the place?
Yeah, I'm also adjusting to like the social capital of New York, right? So it's like, and this isn't very holiday-y, but we're waxing.
Which is another thing you said we should do. You said there'd be a lot of waxing.
So in LA, it's like, you don't see anybody until at earliest Thursday.
Yeah.
And then you go out on Friday and Saturday, you see everybody you want to see, and it's great.
That's right.
But I'm so used to building up that social capital. And honestly,
did you lose track of what you were saying?
Honestly, want to see people on the weekends. In New York, I'm going somewhere every night because there's so many, like, it's so easy to see people and people keep texting.
But which people? Because it's not Jake, it's not Marika. Yeah. You haven't even seen Jillian. So, like,
Vogel,
who are you hanging out with? Who have you seen the most? Like, it's a random Monday. Whose texts are you responding
Johnny?
To?
Honestly, Johnny. You've seen Johnny a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a friend from home has been doing a lot of things and just kind of casually inviting me. And the timing of it has worked out every time. But Jake, I want to hang out.
Thanks. So do I.
Ferris, cut that out. Major key alert. Make time for those that want. Make time for those you care about seeing to hang out.
And that's about my wife.
Full steam ahead. Here's what I'd like to wax about. What have you guys learned about yourselves and the world in the past year?
That music cue.
I learned I had a low-grade thyroid issue. I thought that I was just tired because I was getting old, and I thought that I had achy joints because I was traveling too much. But then I went to the doctor for the first time in 10 years and found out that I just had a thyroid that wasn't doing its job. And I have some medicine now, and I feel 10 times better than I did. So
damn,
check your thyroid.
Wow!
Jake taking the thyroid medicine for the first time. Your body can't produce this naturally.
Wow!
Right,
it's that
wow,
exact
you are
sound,
close to dying.
Wow, you had Hashimoto's.
Jake, I have a recommendation for that, actually.
I'm good. I'm on levothyroxine, so I don't need your fucking witchcraft or anything like that.
No. It's called the sorry, what's it called?
I don't know.
This sucks.
Plywood stew.
The Vital Pro.
The Vital Pro?
Infrared light machine. If you shine that towards your thyroid, it really helps.
No, you're suggesting pseudoscience, and Jake said he's already been to a doctor and gotten actual medicine. That looked like a heat lamp that someone signed for $479.
So
that's
expensive.
Not for like for
an
LED or something.
You shine it at your thyroid.
I feel like you could download that as an app too.
It's a red screen, and if you turn it really brightly into your eyes, it
would
helps.
Still be blue light. It would still be blue light on the spectrum because you don't know jack shit about medicine. Your dad's a doctor, and you're a fool on the internet.
Oh my God. He's not wrong.
EA Sports. And what's not in the game is my head, and we have to get there.
When did you go to sleep last night?
Sorry, one second.
Because you look tired, but it's what, 1:50 over there. Did you just wake up?
I woke up at 11.
Can you dip out of frame? I'd like to see the kitchen behind you.
Do you have roommates or is that all your mess?
I made a grilled cheese really late last night.
I see what kind of, by the way, Monday night you had last night.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah. Because I had
Monday night
until...
you had a late night grilled cheese.
Correct. Yeah.
I sort of sliced
and diced my thumb on a mandolin. And I don't mean the kitchen knife thing. I mean like an actual, you know, 12 string.
I'm talking about shredding.
So I was Grisman.
Hmm.
I look worse because there's no good lighting in this apartment. It's all overhead and the ceilings are really high.
I see. Yeah. And the nail polish, is that a new thing? New York thing? Or were you doing that in LA?
I did it once in LA. It's sort of a Harry Styles style.
Yeah, you're getting into Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Too much, do you think?
No.
Well, I'm modeling myself after him.
Yeah, Jeff clearly goes through phases, and he's in his Harry Styles phase, his
I'm
Harry
in my
Styles
flop
era.
Era.
Yeah, his flop that. Era, but Harry Styles phase.
No, my friend of mine painted my nails.
Cool. So it was like a sexual thing.
Yeah.
You said it with that kind of energy.
Yeah, it was
a friend of mine painted
my
nails.
Sort of.
Yeah, that doesn't happen like in an afternoon sesh.
Yeah,
that's like it's late Monday night.
No, you're getting wild. My buddy AJ just came over and we did our nails over a grilled cheese.
Yeah,
and had a grilled cheese, and then didn't clean up. Amir, what did you learn in the last year?
Skip me, actually.
Marika? What did you learn in the past year?
I, similarly to Jake, learned that I had a herniated disc and have just been in constant pain for the better part of a year. So learning to live with that is
Have you
fun.
Tried diet smoke?
Epic 2021, mate.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. Australian Jake.
It's what?
It's Aussie ho, it's...
You guys suck. It sucks doing the show with you guys.
I was just doing a bit and you fucking went, you needed to go harder than I did. You barked at me like a dog.
Wait, there's no like healing from a herniated disc. You just have to learn to live with it.
Basically, yeah. You could get I can get a surgery that removes some of the jelly-like disc material from touching my nerve, which is what is causing me pain. But I'm trying to avoid doing that. So I'm doing physical therapy. I'm getting shots in my back. It's going fine to bad.
Is it getting worse? Is it deteriorating?
It got better and then it got worse. And now after shot number three, it's a little better again.
Wow.
And when you're doing the physical therapy, are you strengthening the muscles around the disc? That's
mm-hmm.
the idea.
Because,
it's always
going
to be a herniated disc and you're just,
exactly. Because right now,
there.
For some reason, most of my pain is just like the entire side of my body cramping.
What about,
yeah. But I also learned that
Sorry.
I missed Hank.
Sorry,
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Is that a commercial break or just the...
And we're back.
You were gone the entire time. Yeah, you were on your phone.
I mean, I'm used to it.
Yeah. Marika, you learned that you missed your friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, sort of the tail end of what she said.
We do have to move on. Is the only reason we had to take a commercial break. Yeah.
Yeah. There had to have been a better way to do that.
Looking for royalty-free music? Discover Epidemic Sound.
Shit.
Shit. Music subscription.
Now I'm on YouTube Premium. It's
fourth
time
time's the charm
for the HeadGum Holiday Gift Guide. What are you guys getting for people that you're getting gifts for this year? Or what's something that you didn't have someone to give it to that you would recommend to others to get for people that they haven't gotten gifts for in a guide?
Oh my God. That was so garbled.
I guess first of all,
it was Greta garbled.
Technically, we did put out a HeadGum gift guide on the newsletter, which went out in a timely fashion as opposed to this, which is coming out before the day before Christmas. But what I've bought for people thus far, I bought a lot of people pillow slides, which are little shoes. Jake is probably going to combat this and go full Crocs mode, but I think pillow slides are the goat.
No, I'm not going to combat it. I think that's interesting. I think it's fascinating. I'm interested in trying the pillow slides. I will go to every length to make my feet feel comfortable. I have no loyalty. I went from Crocs to UFOs to Birkenstocks back to Crocs. I'll try anything.
Pillow slides are good. It's like walking on a marshmallow.
Okay.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. New tab. Whoa, what just happened?
Why is a mirror pinned?
You made me like the main.
Because also now this is going to cause
changed
problems for Grayson.
Editing was.
Yeah.
So.
And even when you go back to gallery mode, it might be in a different order.
Yeah.
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 Is he concerned, though?
Let's go. Do this. Let's talk about what gifts we would get for everyone in terms of a guy.
On this call?
You're changing the segment mid-segment. You're so ADD.
I participated.
Yeah,
we I got did what you one wanted. Person
through. Where is he going? Oh my God, he's hanging himself. Holy shit.
No.
Finally.
Oh God.
Oh.
He's on the move.
It's a nice little...
That's better. Right?
Change of pace slash venue.
Just in terms of lighting, it's kind of better.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that is better.
You should have done that before, obviously.
Not weird mid. Angle. It's kind of like you're leant over the camera. It feels like a band photo.
This is not
the 2000s.
What we should be talking about.
And I'm sorry. You interrupted the segment. You changed the segment. Then you interrupted the change segment again by moving your camera around.
You know what? Then I would get you all the same fucking gift. And you know what it would be? It would be pliers to remove the stick up your guys' asses.
That's pretty good, actually. It's a funny gift to get someone. Oh, pliers. Yeah, it's to remove the stick up your ass.
Because it's Merry so Christmas. Far up your ass that you're actually going to need pliers to remove it.
And actually, here's a cigar so you can blow smoke up my ass.
It's all things up their ass.
Yeah. And I got you a bidet.
And here's a marshmallow so you can
shoot water.
Yeah. And you can roast a marshmallow with the stick up from up your ass once it's removed.
And then if I could, can I ask you guys for something for Christmas?
Sure.
You can ask, yeah.
Probably like an American Express or Visa gift card.
You just want cash.
Cash is crass. This is a little bit more intentional because you can pick out a fun design. But in
it's
terms
a gift
of
card for anywhere. So it's basically, yeah, you're asking us for money with a little bit of a design on it.
Okay.
How much money do you need, man?
It's the credit card bill is like $6,000, yeah.
Can you pay a credit card bill with an Amex gift card?
No, but I can pay for other expenses and then with my income pay the credit card bill. Listen, this isn't the energy that I thought this episode was going to have. Sometimes getting this group together. No, let me finish. Sometimes getting this group together feels like it would be the best. And then it's just like we all kind of feel. Have you guys seen Get Back?
No.
We're like the Beatles.
Yeah.
And let me cast. I'm McCartney because I'm trying to get shit done and nobody listens to me. Amir is Lennon because he sort of brings this genius, but only in bursts when he decides to use it, which to me as McCartney is frustrating. Marika's George because she has a ton of great ideas, but we don't listen to her either. And Jake is Ringo because he holds it down.
Ringo's the ugly one.
Also, in terms of looks, I'm still McCartney. I think Amir is also McCartney because he's sort of turned into Zaddy recently. Marika's
I've heard
George
that I look like John Lennon's
finish.
Son.
This is the Why? Holiday episode. It's about spreading cheer.
No, it's not. The holiday, we're supposed to be doing a fucking gift guide.
You are contributing. I said American Express gift card for me.
But that's not the fucking prompt. That wasn't the prompt. It was what should people get
the
people?
Only,
what,
and then it yeah. turned the into, only what should thing we that get you've each let other? Us say is I had one idea and then you steamrolled it into saying that you want to pull the stick out of our asses and that you want cash from us.
Fine, continue. This sucks.
It's hard to continue. I don't even know where
I
we
don't,
were.
Where, what do you want us to do?
Amir, what's
point?
Something that you got for a loved one this holiday season?
I find gold belly gift cards to be an ideal gift because you don't have to like receive anything tangible. So it's not like this big bulky item that you have to ship. But it's also very exciting to get because it opens up a world of opportunity. Everybody likes food. So it's like, oh, now suddenly I have to decide, oh, this is fun. I'll get like donuts from San Francisco or Philly cheesesteaks from Philadelphia. So I know this is not really an advertiser or sponsor of ours, but I find gold belly gift cards to be the ideal holiday gift.
And I think there's nothing, no, save it. Save it. Save it. Because Major Keeler, if you buy a digital gift, then it's not a gift. It is thoughtless. Yeah.
Wow.
It is, you have dropped the ball. At that stage, don't get a gift at all. Write a card. That's what you have to do.
You can, when you order the thing with the gold belly, then the thing arrives. You're just not making that specific decision for the person.
It's the thought that counts, is what they say about gifts. And that is thoughtless. That is thoughtless. Yeah. That said, I do appreciate the gift card that you got me. And I'm going to use it. I appreciate
it. I'm getting lobster rolls. I really am from Maine.
I'm getting to the point where I am tired of gift giving. I want to next year, I want to set boundaries for people. Like I want either someone to donate on my behalf, or I want food, a dinner.
That's what about a gold belly gift card? Because that's sort of food, right?
It's sort of food. It still comes with
deep
the
dish pizza from Chicago.
Gold belly.
Yeah. Comes with the stress of me deciding what to order, but still good. The thought that counts, I guess.
Mm-hmm. This really doesn't feel like a holiday extravaganza. It sounds it feels like us just waxing about the gifts that are good and bad. And it's like, this isn't, if somebody's listening
to
this,
it was supposed
to
be a gift guide segment. Yeah. That's what we're doing, what the segment
it's
was.
It's just not
despite
organized.
Your best
what you came up
organized.
With.
It doesn't feel organized.
It doesn't feel organized because you've changed positions, went in to get back, and then told us we had sticks up our asses. You yelled at a mirror. Yeah.
You changed the Zoom orientation too at a certain point, mm-hmm. right? You spotlit me.
Yeah.
In a way I didn't feel good about.
Okay. All right.
You disrupted the situation for us and fans of the show.
Jake, did you come up with the gift? Flow. Did you say anything? Mine was pliers for sticks up your guys' asses. Amir's was gold belly gift card. Marika, you said Crocs or something?
Pillow slides.
Pillow slides. And then Jake, you haven't said Jack.
Yeah, well, I it's hard to get a word in edgewise because you're either screaming or playing Up Kabuka Silent. So,
Up Kabuka Silent.
My suggestion is something I did last year in the company White Elephant, actually.
Yeah.
Printful will let you print anything on anything. I think that, when is this coming out?
Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Perfect. My sister just had a baby and I went on a Printful and I printed her band's logo onto a onesie. You put something that means something to someone on a shirt or a hoodie or sweatpants. I think I put your face on socks. Anyway, that's it.
You did put my face on socks. Pyle got them and then he sent me a photo.
They're awesome.
Do you have a real gift, Jeff?
Well, it depends. You know, how close am I to the person? And
I don't think it.
You're taken aback by your own suggestion.
I think it's fun to, if you know the person's measurements, get them something like a vintage sweater or a vintage t-shirt that has a logo or a graphic of something that you know they care about, because it's a little bit more thoughtful. They know that you had to go search for it on Etsy or Grailed or eBay or whatever the fuck. And it just matters. It just matters. It matters.
It doesn't matter.
Gifts are gifts. It's what Christmas is all about. It's what the holiday season is all about. It's about getting things of monetary and sentimental value. It's about proving love or having love disproven unto you. It's about being able to use, you know, the gift, thoughtful or otherwise, that people get you as barometers of whether or not they care.
You said
about
it was also about giving back.
Right? It's about giving back, yeah. Which I think we should get to now. Giving back. Let's talk about it. Why do you guys think it's important to give back to those in need or otherwise?
It's not self-evident.
Why is it important to give to people in need or otherwise?
Yes.
I guess
people
it's not
who don't
important
need.
To give to people who don't need it.
Wow.
So it's just to give it to
wow.
you.
Wow. Selfish. Even people who have it all could use another thermos.
So this is about giving back to people in need and also people who are want for nothing, already having thermoses.
Yes, yeah.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
We're 32 minutes in and we're on the last segment and we have to record another episode. Is this fine?
Like, what do you imagine the next episode to be energy/segment-wise?
Energy, it's up to you guys, because I'm only one human. You know, I'm just a quarterback, right? Yeah. So you can have the best... you can have the best quarterback in the league, but if you don't have good wide receivers,
I feel like we don't have to talk about a football analogy. I just asked if we didn't need to slow down or anything like that.
We don't need to slow down. Okay. I have a whole nother episode outlined.
All right.
You know what? I knew that this would happen. I knew that you guys would kind of sour this and not bring any ideas to the table in terms of giving.
Do you
back
take
some.
Any responsibility at all?
Like, it's like talking who do to you, a wall.
Who put the sticks in our ass? I feel like I was sodomized with the fucking birch, and then I get lambasted for having a piss poor attitude when you fucking spew nonsense half the time.
That's a good note. That's a good note. And you know what? You could have said that 50 weeks ago, and then we would have had a much different year.
We did.
Yeah,
we literally had an audit.
Then
of
I wasn't
behavior.
Listening. Then I
yeah,
wasn't
that was clear.
Listening.
That was clear.
So I'm living. On, I mean, I'm not going to say which street it is, but there is a school about two doors down that way. And I've noticed in the 2 weeks that I've been here, there have been a lot of kids outside in like the basketball court playing basketball, playing, fooling around, really. It's tomfoolery of the lowest caliber, but they're just kids, so kind of go easy on them, right?
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be nice to chat them up. And, just hear, basically try to get their Christmas wishes to Santa. And then because our office is not too far from here, see if HeadGum could make their dreams come true under the guise of Santa. Because newsflash, the fat man isn't real.
Why are you talking to children?
You didn't even have to say two
children. Promising things.
Why are you
promising
at all?
Things to small children?
I got them to write a couple of letters to Santa.
All right.
Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Santa, my name is Nancy. I'm 7 years old, and I've been really good this year.
No way.
Nancy was tearing it up on the playground, causing tomfoolery.
South Williamsburg.
In Williamsburg.
Nancy? No. Maybe one was born in 1936, but not since then.
I want to be an astronaut when I grow up. So no. I'd like an amazing science kit for Christmas.
This is what you think Love. Children sound like?
This is what they said, ma'am.
So Nancy wants an amazing science kit for Christmas?
Do those exist anymore?
I don't know, but we got to figure this shit out, man, for Nancy. I don't know if we get her the kit. I wonder, because she said she want to be an astronaut when she's older.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, why don't we take Nancy at Nancy's word rather than try to like infer what someone who wants to be an astronaut should get? I feel like she mentioned the astronaut thing, but asked for what she wanted.
I think she wants to be a billionaire, because that's that's who's exploring space, right? Uh-huh. Like, does she want to work at SpaceX or does she want to create the next SpaceX? Right?
I don't know. I don't think you should be talking to the kids at all, let alone like having deep philosophical career discussions with them.
I think we just need to crowdfund like $1 billion and give it to Nancy so that she can achieve her dream. And then it's from Santa or whatever.
Do we not know that Nancy's parents already have $1 billion? They could.
Mm-hmm. And do we not know that we're going to crowdsource a bunch of money and you're going to be the one that delivers it to Nancy, but we don't actually know if Nancy's a real person and it might just be you?
Well, that would be fraud.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I don't think you're above.
I'll take a broker's fee, but I'm going to give the money to Nancy.
What's the broker's fee on $1 billion?
I mean, agents take what, 10%? And they don't even do that much. And because I'm doing all of this, I would maybe 30.
You're 50. Also not doing that much.
I'm crowdfunding. I'm talking to kids.
Literally, that is not doing a lot. It's other people funding it, right?
Let's go back to when we were having fun like a couple months ago, right? We used to have fun on this show.
What do you think changed?
Let's do this. Let's well, that one I feel like we solved. Mm-hmm. Raise $1 billion for Nancy. Let's move on. This one came in from Jimothy.
Who?
Jimothy.
No way. It's Dear not Santa. What Jim is short for.
My name is Jimothy. No, really. I'm 8 years old, and I'd love nothing more than a Harry Potter sorting hat. From James Timothy. And it's hyphenated, so I guess that's how we know where he got Jimothy from. Marika's typing.
I'm not.
I don't think that we should give Jim anything Harry Potter related. I think we should give him, we should sit him down, and the gift can be the eye-opening revelation that J.K. Rowling is canceled.
Yeah, I
for
mean,
Christmas, that's
I'm
what
all
you want to give him.
I mean, it'll be like over coffee
a
or hot cocoa or whatever
on
kids
turf.
Drink. Yes, and on his home turf. That's something mm-hmm. we can concede because it's only two doors down from me.
Right. Definitely don't go to his home. I feel like, listen, I'm all for not getting children into Harry Potter properties right. as someone that doesn't particularly like them. But I don't know. I feel like out of the two letters you've sent so far, this one seems most realistic in terms of what a child would want.
Mm-hmm.
A magical hat that doesn't exist. So why not, like, do something related, I guess. Send them to Cursed Child on Broadway to watch. Let them go to that weird Harry Potter store that's on 22nd Street in Manhattan. You know what I mean?
Those are good ideas. So we'll do that. We'll do that. And while we're kind of chaperoning him, we'll maybe kind of tell him about trans inclusivity.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Dear Santa, Hansel here. As you know,
a 7-year-old named Hansel.
As you know, my dad's still away. Not sure where he went, but it'd be a Christmas miracle if he came back, if at least for Christmas. Again, this seems like more of a gift of sitting him down and having a conversation with him and just kind of saying, move on.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that should be done by his 25-year-old neighbor, you think?
Yes. 24, but yeah.
Not like
when
a
he asked,
age, or
when he asked
school.
Santa specifically for that, more so.
Also, while we're at it, might just say, also, Santa's not real.
Mm.
Santa's your parents, or interesting. Should we say, mom.
That's not a bad move, because then he's kind of like, then Hansel is dealing with two things. You know,
yeah,
he can't spiral thinking about, like, my dad. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, well, there's also another thing to worry about. And then,
correct.
Yeah.
That's one that's more thing to splitting. Worry about. And then more Broadway tickets, Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. That was pretty easy.
That was easy.
Dear Santa, it's your favorite good boy, Vessel, here. Back at it again to ask for white vans, LOL. Ya boy, Vessel. Pretty clear.
Yeah, I guess, like, he's asking for white vans multiple years in a row.
Because mm-hmm. every year the white vans become dirtier and dirtier throughout
maybe
the year.
Maybe just, like, send him some starch, spray starch. Teach him how to take care of his own shoes.
The magic erase marker, the little, that's cool. That's cool. That's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Maybe. And you seem,
don't spotlight me, man. I obviously don't want it. Not like this. I'm switching back to gallery.
I'm genuinely concerned that this is going to mess up.
Wait, so what's our, so we're going to get him white vans, or we're going to get him fucking shoe cleaner? Because that feels
shoe
like...
Shoe cleaner.
Santa, he can't make shoe cleaner?
Well, you're trying to like teach all of these children lessons, and now you don't want to teach Vessel a lesson? You want to give Vessel what he asks for?
Let's get Vessel the shoes. Let's get Vessel the shoes and...
Thank you.
And the shoe
and
cleaner.
The
and
shoe
be like,
cleaner,
you keep these ones clean. And I also think we should get fucking... Hansel's dad back.
Like, how? We don't even know his last
and
name.
And then say, but he's gone because he never cared about you. We should get the gift and the mm-hmm. lesson.
Okay,
as long
okay,
as,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the floor.
This is a kind of a nice Airbnb you have.
It's not an Airbnb. It's my friend's apartment.
Oh, cool. She has a cool place.
Dear Santa, I just want world peace. Love, Luna.
You're getting more hungover as you record.
Do you need another grilled cheese, man?
I don't think that's going to be very healthy for me.
Yeah, neither was the first one.
I'm glad you started caring about your health literally this moment.
Lillian wants world peace. This one's tricky.
Well, not really. It seems like we just give everyone a lesson. We're just going to tell her that world peace is actually complicated and it means different things to different people. So all you can have is a peaceful and happy life in your world. Create your own universe. Tight-knit family and friends. And that's all you can hope for.
That's good advice, but that's your advice. So
isn't that the fucking idea of the segment that we're giving?
My foot's asleep, so it's hard to focus on the fucking show. It's really asleep, and it's one of those things where any slight movement is causing me tremendous discomfort.
Yeah.
I think that's good advice. Let's just finish this, because that's fine. That's good.
By the way, now you know the level of distraction that we deal with you as the host.
You're a pins and needle to us.
We gave back.
God, imagine so thinking this show does good for people.
We gave back in a big way, and I'm honestly proud of us. And
you're losing it, man.
Listen, it's Christmas fucking Eve for everybody else listening to this. What do we want to fucking say to them? Because I feel like we shouldn't even release this. We should do this again, and then I'll do another one for New Year's Eve.
Where
this
will
is
you guys
one
be?
One of our worst episodes ever.
Where will you guys be on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve? Like, it's December 24th night.
Yeah.
Do you guys know what you're doing?
I'll be here. Home.
Just at your apartment?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
Like, food wise, are you doing anything special, or are you just gonna like sort of treat it like any other night?
I haven't thought about it. I might do something special.
Marika, you're welcome to come to Sugarland Falls.
I appreciate that. I won't, but thank you.
All right.
It's very kind of you.
Jeff, what are you? Is it like a ham dinner, or how does that work?
It's gonna be ham masubi.
What's that?
So it's like spam masubi, where you have spam over sushi rice, but it's gonna be with real ham. So that there's not as many preservatives.
On Christmas Eve.
Yeah. I guess so. Because that would be the 24th.
So you know what you're eating on the 24th. You just don't know if that's Christmas Eve. I know we're doing ham on the 24th. Yeah, it's Christmas, actually.
Ham over rice.
Yeah, I guess
good
it
call.
Is. Good call.
I'm actually going to Hamsby on New Year's or Christmas Eve. It's a new Ham Omsby pop up that they're doing in Boyle Heights.
And you mean the neighborhood Boyle Heights, or
my buddy Boyle?
He's rising to new heights. He just booked a CBS pilot. Boyle rises to new heights in Boyle Heights. That's really funny LA humor.
When are you coming back? Do you have a date yet?
I think
date
March
set?
13th.
He's
but I
want to
get serious here for a second, guys. Yeah. I just want to say that I'm grateful for all of you for listening to the show. You know, you guys listen every week, even when we don't pull through like today. I really appreciate it.
We fucking carried you for 45 minutes and you're apologizing for us.
Yeah. You had
we
to lie
about
down
a man
to host.
Named Vessel for 5 minutes.
I think it's a Christmas miracle that this show has as many listeners as it is, and it spreads
is.
Joy and libel to me and legs and Vegemite. And all the other things that you can spread. And I think that it's not an accident. It's a habit.
It means nothing.
plugs.
I, at the very least, echo the sentiment of thank you for listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you take nothing else away, everyone, just take that. Plugs. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter. That's my plug. You guys?
At Marie Galon on Twitter and Instagram. Listened in the new Punch of the Jam, hosted by Andrew Rose Gregory and Evan Gregory, who have taken over hosting duties.
Couldn't get huh?
They got Weird Al on their first episode.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Who are these people? How did soon? We find these people? I'm mad about it.
Yeah. First of all, don't be. Yeah, secondly, don't bring it up. Thirdly, don't name names. Like, you have no seat at the table. You have no voice in the room. You're actively pushing against the company moving forward. So just, be quiet.
I just don't understand how we settled on these doing. Two idiots. Yeah. Like,
by the way, the trailer got more downloads than any other HeadGum trailer ever. So you're kind of like firmly in the wrong. Like this, their trailer got more listens than this podcast.
They're accomplished
after six
musical
months.
Comedians, and you're a nobody. They've been doing musical comedy on the internet since you were like four.
Yeah, and you're going to drunk musicals with fucking Johnny.
Also, what is that? I need to know.
It's
Are
the
people
producers.
Drunk doing music? Is it like drunk Shakespeare?
I wish. It's the producers, P-O-U-R.
Oh, God.
And Amir, listen up. And it's... it's they're drunk on stage singing and shit.
Yeah.
It's at 8 p.m. if anybody wants to come.
Did you see West Side Story?
No, because Ansel Elgort is a piece of shit.
This is true. However, it's really good.
Is he like confirmed a piece of shit, or does he just seem like a piece of shit?
I think it was the latter first, and then confirmed as of like 3 weeks ago. Also,
actually,
that's not
Ansel
why
is
confirmed 3 weeks
Ansel
ago.
Ansel is Hansel's
like
dad,
a year
isn't he?
Ago.
Ansel is Hansel's dad. Hansel, who's 8.
Yeah, Hansel Elgort, right?
I did think you said Hansel when you during that segment.
Nice, right? This is, I'm like,
end the fucking episode. We have to
then
do another
one. Do your
one.
Plugs. Then do your plugs.
Who gives a shit? Everyone fucking follows us already. Yeah, watch my fucking Instagram. Nice. That's it.
We have 30 minutes.
Ending the episode on that. Happy Christmas, everybody.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.